This is Bill Newman, WHMP.
We welcome to the studio Joanne Marcusi. She is the president and CEO of Cooley Dickinson Healthcare, and John Heaps. He is the president and CEO of Florence Bank. We've never had so many presidents and CEOs in this studio at one time. So, but we, if we, for CEOs and presidents, boy, you guys are both very special. And we wanted to have Joanne Marcusi and John Heaps with us today because I saw the piece in the local papers about the Florence Bank having contributed some $50,000 to Cooley Dickinson Healthcare for the opioid initiative. So let's start with Joanne Marcusi, who is the president and CEO of Cooley Dickinson Healthcare. Let's and ask you, Joanne, what is the opioid initiative? And then I'm going to ask John Heaps, why is Florence Bank contributing? Why is it so important to our community? But let's start. What is the initiative?
So first, I do want to thank John and the bank. It's really an incredibly generous and important contribution to this initiative. So the Opioid Initiative is a coordinated, comprehensive two-year strategy working with a whole bunch of community-based agencies to try to make more of a dent in what's really a horrible epidemic nationally around opioid use and substance use disorder. And so it includes changing our prescribing patterns so that providers, physicians, et cetera, contribute less to people who can get addicted, screening and identifying people who are addicted and need treatment, providing treatment, and also a lot of work to reduce the stigma of opioid use and recognize that it is an illness as opposed to somebody's character flaw.
We've been hearing for quite some time now about the opioid epidemic. I also read recently that, in fact, opioid use among young people has decreased recently. I don't know if that's more hopeful and wishful thinking than it is actually statistically accurate, but is there, in fact, an opioid epidemic, and does it exist here in the Valley?
There's definitely an epidemic, and I think it crosses all generations. There's actually recently been more heroin that's mixed with fentanyl, which is causing a whole new set of problems. And in fact, the rates in the state slightly went up in terms of opioid deaths. So in Hampshire County alone last year, 27 people died. And then typically that there would be about
from
10
opioid
overdose.
Fentanyl.
And that's all ages. And we see them in our emergency department. It is really sad. And then for each of the deaths, there's 10 to 12 times that amount of people who overdosed, and then thousands of people who struggle with the addiction who haven't overdosed yet.
What is Cooley Dickinson's opioid initiative? What is it going to do to take on this epidemic?
So it's really a number of elements, starting with working with our physicians and other providers to change the prescribing patterns, because if somebody comes in with pain, you want to treat the pain, but that doesn't mean they need 30 days of pain medication that then can lead to this addiction and cycle out of control. And then as we reduce the stigma and recognize that it can be your friend, your partner, your colleague at work who is an addict and you may not know it. So helping our nurses and doctors to identify people who are addicted and helping to get them into treatment. So, for example, it's been shown that the best time to get someone to treatment is when they're just come into the ER with an overdose. So we have recovery coaches.
Yeah, nothing like almost dying to get your attention.
Right, although you think it would, but if you wait a few days, the attention has waned. And so we have recovery coaches, users who come right into the ER, meet with the patient, and try to encourage them at that moment to get into treatment.
And what kind of treatment then will be offered?
So there's a number of treatments in the community, from methadone, but also an increasing number of what are called Suboxone clinics, and we've been working to increase the availability of Suboxone, both by training. We'll be training our emergency room and our inpatient doctors to know how to prescribe it, and working with an organization to come in and expand
the
number.
And for those of our listeners who don't know, Suboxone is what?
So Suboxone is a drug that addicts are given that reduces their desire for the opioids.
Let me turn, if I might, from Joanne Marcusi, who is the president and CEO of Cooley Dickinson, to John Heaps, who is the president and CEO of Florence Bank here, because I saw in the paper how Florence Bank has just contributed $50,000 to this initiative from Cooley Dickinson. Why did your bank do that, John?
Well, I think you just heard from Joanne. The hospital came in and made a presentation to us and basically outlined the issues. And, you know, you don't have to be too far from it to have somebody that hasn't been affected by it. So it forced us to take a look at what the hospital was doing and said, you know what, this is an epic problem. There are 91 people in the country dying a day. This is, you know, when you hear, you know, that kind of a number, it's very, very scary for us. We think of this as a community problem. This isn't just a hospital problem. This isn't a typical drug problem. This is a community problem. And, you know, as Joanne said, the hospitals obviously have to step up. The doctors and dentists. You know, I mean, we keep talking about physicians, but the dentists are just as bad.
Because they can prescribe, and they do prescribe pain
medication. And we've got the pharmacies, we've got the police, the courts. It's the whole community. And our feeling is that in order for this thing to work, that the businesses have to step up. Our employees, are either directly or indirectly through their families and friends, are being impacted by this. And we see the problem as something that the community has to solve. And so at Florence Bank, you know, our management team and board of directors said this is something we need to step up on, step forward on. And we, you know, the whole program is going to cost over $200,000. We said if we can at least get this thing going, $50,000, encourage other businesses to understand the problem. And what it is, I mean, we're talking epic proportions here. It's something that we really need to do.
$200,000, $50,000 from Florence Bank. Got a ways to go to launch this program, Joanne?
Yeah, I mean, we've just started to talk about it in the community. I would say we've been amazed by the amount of interest and commitment, and Florence Bank, I think, sets a great example. But it was interesting when we created the task force last fall internally. Typically, to get people to come to meetings is pretty challenging.
This is a task force to create the opioid initiative.
That decided, reviewed all the best practices, figured out what we could most do and make the biggest difference. We had doctors and nurses clamoring to get on this task force because people are affected by it. So I think as the community learns more about the fact that it's a treatable disease and that not only is it this horrible epidemic, but we can do something as opposed to giving up. We are very optimistic that people will come forward and be generous.
Do you need the $200,000 in hand before you launch this initiative?
No, we've started to do the programs. It's a two-year initiative, and we are already starting lots of
work. And the $200,000 will cover the 2 years?
The 2 years, yes.
John Heaps, I saw you reaching for the microphone.
Well, you know, I think that one of the things that I encourage businesses, obviously, to understand this is a community problem. And, you know, when it was announced in the paper, and the whole idea of anything like this, any kind of fundraiser, is to get somebody to step up and come up with a donation that will get this thing going. So this is going. And what we hope is that everybody will understand how important this is. When it hit the newspapers, our Facebook blew up. We've never had anything like it ever in the history of the bank. Now, Facebook hasn't been around, you know, so we're talking the history of Facebook, but it has been an issue that everybody has been a thumbs up. This is important for my bank to help our community. So I encourage other banks, I encourage other businesses to realize that we're all in this together. And, you know, we need a focus. You know, I mean, I said to Joanne, one of the things that got my attention early on was Governor Baker and what he has done in terms of his leadership early on. I mean, he had so many other issues to deal with, and he stepped up and said, this is one thing that is important. And when the governor says that or takes that on as a lead, it really opened my eyes.
When you made this public, the contribution from Florence Bank, did you personally hear stories from people? People share with you details about how the heroin and opioid epidemic has touched their lives?
I had a woman on my senior management team start crying because one of her sons played hockey with a guy who hurt his knee, got into opioids, turned into heroin, and overdosed and died. And so at 24 years old, here's a kid from middle class America, all American potential, and he's no longer here, and it's because he got over prescribed. I have a situation, another woman came forward and said, my husband had This is scary stuff. He had neck surgery, need pain medication. So he got prescribed 97 pills. He went to, so where this is working, and what Joanne's talking about is, he went to CVS. CVS said, no, we can't fill that. We can only give you 72. You know, and at the end of the day, he ended up using about 40. So now that there's 30 additional pills that are in that house, what do you do with them? After that, the doctor called again 7 days later, says, do you need any more? And so that's where, you know, it's like, you know, we've got to educate the physicians, the dentists, the pharmacists, the hospitals. I mean, it's an epidemic. It's an issue.
Let me conclude, if I might, by asking Joanne Marcusi, who is the president and CEO of CooliDick, how can people who say, I've heard this, I want to help, I want to contribute, I want to be involved, what do they do?
So they can absolutely go on our website and contact our development office. Also, though, for people listening who either are struggling with this addiction or have family members, I encourage them to go on the website for HOPE, which is the Hampshire opioid, and it's a countywide collaborative program, and so you can find out all the services that are available to get help.
We appreciate it. Joanne Marcusi, John Heaps, thanks for your work, thanks for your efforts. We are all in your debt.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Bill Newman, WHMP.